Time to bring in Mike Cossey and talk a little bit about sports. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not only do we find out that Tom Brady is a great player, but he also had knee problems that he's going to have surgery on. Not extensive knee problems. So he did all that on one knee.
I think he had a little more than one knee. It's just clearing up some stuff, that's all.
Still, did you see what Jerry Rice said over the weekend?
No.
That's the thing. Jerry Rice says, thank God I don't have to be the GOAT anymore. I never thought I really deserved that title.
Well, I don't know about that. I like Jerry Rice, but Jerry Rice was his own press agent.
Yeah. But he was an amazing player, though. He really was.
No doubt.
I'm old enough to remember. Do you remember Bob Hayes when he joined the Dallas Cowboys?
Vaguely.
He changed the game. You know, he was a speed runner, and they put him in.
He was a track guy.
Yeah, and he became a good receiver. But Jerry Rice defines the ultimate combination of speed and toughness.
Oh, you can't compare Bob Hayes to Jerry Rice.
No.
Bob Hayes was like Ronaldo Nehemiah. He was a track guy that played football.
Yeah. Some interesting things, anyways. But we're past football now. Spring training is not that far away for Major League Baseball.
This coming week.
Yeah. So that makes us all feel a little bit better.
We get to watch the Yankees fail again.
Hey, the Yankees! That's the prediction that Mike gives every year, and he's been right
for
the past year.
I'm right 95% of the time out of the last 20 years.
You certainly are. Oh gosh, and of course, Yankee fans hate when you're right. You know.
Don't hate the game, hate the player. It's them, not me. I don't play for them.
All right. Well, hey, anything that's caught your smitten in sports that you want to talk about?
Yeah. Looking at the hockey standings, a surprise for me anyway is the Maple Leafs. Maple Leafs have the best record in hockey. They're 11-2-1, playing very, very well with that record on both at home and on the road. Let's see how they can carry that out for the remainder of the schedule. Other than that, everything's pretty much the way you expect it to be. Tampa Bay on top, Boston on top, and Vegas on top. And for me, a big disappointment right now are the Islanders. They're struggling at .500. I thought they'd be a lot better club than they are right now. They started slow last year and played pretty good. We'll see how they go on through the season. But right now the story in the NHL has to be the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And you know, when you look back at the history of the National Hockey League, who are the two teams that were very dominant way, way, way back when? Toronto and the Montreal Canadiens.
Well, Toronto was like a very distant second to the Canadiens.
Yeah.
The Canadiens dominated the league.
Yeah, the Canadiens were the New York Yankees of their time. They just were
always
there.
They can't win a championship anymore either.
I know. The flagship team, basically, of the National Hockey League, just simply because of where they're located and their previous history and some of their players, which you can still remember their names.
What was their style of play? They a lot of the other teams didn't play their style of play. The Canadiens went out and they picked players that can fly, and speed was their game. And they were basically faster than all the rest of the teams. They'd wear you down. You couldn't keep up with them, and eventually they'd beat you. That was their style of play. None of the other teams played that way. I remember as a kid, the Rangers, the Bruins, and whoever else you want to mention, the Blackhawks, they were more physical teams than the Canadiens, and they were hoping to wear the Canadiens down by beating them up, but they just kept throwing line after line at you of speed players, and sooner or later they beat you. And
right.
Great goaltending too.
Yeah, they had a string of big tall goaltenders.
Ken Dryden. And Dryden, and they went to Rouen.
Yeah, amazing, absolutely amazing. All right,
good organization.
Oh yeah, a real great. Hey, this weekend ski jumping is back here. We have a Jump Fest.
Ooh.
Yeah, jumpers normally come in from all over the country, but this year it's just from New York State. But that's okay. New York State is where all the junior nationals train, and there's 2 days of ski jumping on Saturday
and
Sunday.
This weekend?
Yeah.
And might not happen.
Well, I know, with the snow, we got to see what happens.
We're talking about ice.
Yeah.
Well, you can't ski on ice.
Well, they do amazing things. But anyways, it's nice to see that's back, and We get to see, it's great, we get to see ski jumpers, and they're the junior nationals, and they go to the national team. And then 6 or 7 years later, we get to see them jump in all the major ski jumping events. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's like the minor leagues of ski jumping.
That's good.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool to go out there and watch it. And everybody's got cowbells, and you can it's quite an interesting thing. And this year, because of COVID-19, and they had to restrict the crowd size to only 400 people, they're going to stream it live, so people can watch it at jumpfest.org. Click on the link, and you can watch it stream it live this year as well as them holding it. So that's a big sports story for around here. Boy, the Rangers, they ran into good teams and have lost a couple of games in a row.
Yeah, they lost two in a row, but they're struggling. They're not that good. Yeah. I watched them play in the beginning of the year. They're not that good. There's no difference between their first line and their third line, and that's not because they're very talented. It's because they're very mediocre.
Yeah.
I don't expect the Rangers to do much at all this year.
And we'll have to see what happens, but the drought continues. The drought continues.
Yeah, and the only team that could break it right now are the Mets.
The Mets. Meet the Mets. Oh gosh! All right, you know that's a sad state of affairs when you're counting on the Mets to break the drought.
Well, the Mets are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if their pitching staff holds together, if they go back to the old way of pitching and not pitch four innings and see you later, they could do some damage this year, but it's yet to be seen what happens.
Well, at least baseball's on the horizon.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I mean, we really do need. I can start.
But
I
they could, need people in the stands too.
I can. Well, right now, early on, New York is allowing right now for indoor arenas 10%, and they expect to, if everything keeps going as normal. They expect to raise that capacity by 10% each month for the next couple of months, get it up to like 20, 25, or 30%.
Yeah, so then by the time we're 107 years old, people will be in the stands again.
That's right.
Rip off the Band-Aid. You catch a cold every year.
All right. Anything else? How about racing this weekend?
Yeah, we got some races this weekend. Down at Fairgrounds, there's two preps. For the Oaks and for the Derby, the 12th race is the Rachel Alexandra, a mile and 16th on the dirt. Eight, nine horses lining up for this race. Two horses looking at, one down on the rail, probably be the favorite, Clarear. Hasn't been out since November. Ran two nice races at Churchill Downs in the fall. Comes off the bench for Steve Asmussen and Talamo. It's a good combination. Definitely a must-use, but I'm going back to the horse that I picked in the Silver Bullet Day, Charlie's Penny. This horse won very, very convincingly over the Fairgrounds Strip in the Silver Bullet Day at 9-1. Has the outside post. Should get a nice stalk and trip for Chris Block and Brian Hernandez. And I think this horse can win the second prep in the Fairgrounds for the Philly. So the 9 Charlie's Penny is my top pick, where Clarear is round out my exacta. The 3-year-old colt race, which is the Risen Star, is going a mile and an eighth on the dirt. 13 line up for this. The outside horse comes in off a layoff for Robertino Diodoro, the 12 horse. Keep in mind, this horse won the Kentucky Jockey Club in Churchill Downs at the end of November, ran third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, ran second in the Breeders' Futurity, both at Keeneland. This horse probably will go post-time as the favorite, but this horse will sit a nice trip from the outside for Cohen, who is Diodoro's go-to jockey, and should be bouncing around there at the finish. But my top pick's going to be the 2, Proxy. Midnight Bourbon's in this race, so I picked last time, but I think there's more speed in here to keep Midnight Bourbon honest. Proxy's going to sit a little bit more off this time. And the thing you got to look at in these races are their use of Lasix. Keep in mind, never use Lasix, so that's a good thing. Proxy has run decently without Lasix, which is a reason why I'm coming back to this horse from Michael Stidham. Trained regally by Tappet out of Panty Raid. Give this horse another shot without the Lasix and see what happens. So a 212 exacta box and a couple bucks on the 2. And then the 10th race going backwards to the Grade 3 Mineshaft is a reason why I'm going backwards. These horses are running on Lasix. Why you would run an older horse not on Lasix is beyond me, but the Fairgrounds allows it, and their entry box should be filled. The 4 horse, Maxfield, comes back. This horse, in my opinion, was by far the best three-year-old in training last year, but due to injury wasn't allowed to run in a Derby. Came back off the injury trail in mid-December at the fairgrounds, won very easily, training very well for Brendan Walsh. They did the right thing by this horse and not sending him to Dubai or running him in that fake race down at Gulfstream Park. They have bigger things in mind for this horse, and this horse, in my opinion, is the best older horse in training this year, even though the horse only ran four times. Tons of talent for this horse, 4-5 morning line. You could play a couple exactas here, 4-1, 4-6, but my eyes are on Maxfield just to watch him come out and see how he performs this weekend. He comes back in this race and wins convincingly. He by far is the best horse in training this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing him run more. So keep an eye on Maxfield in the 10th race at the fairgrounds on Saturday.
All right, Mike, what we'll do is we'll check with you on Monday, see how much cash you put in your pocket.
We'll see. I had a nice day yesterday at Gulfstream. Let's keep it going.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend, Mike.
You too, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.